The Rav said over from his grandfather, Reb Chaim, the Rambam says that Chatzizayis Trefer and Chatzizayis Nevela are mitzdarfim, and the Rambam explains because even though they're both Shemos Nefrodim and different Isurim can't be mitzdarf for Kazayis, so why is it that Chatzizayis of Trefer and Chatzizayis Nevela, if I eat them, that I should be loiker? I didn't eat a Kazayis of either the lav of Nevela, the lav of Trefa. So Ram says because Trefa Tchilas Nevela. What does that mean? So Reb Chaim explained that the Yesoid of the Issa Trefa is not as we would have imagined, that there are 18 Chai Trefas, different Trefas, like a puncture in the lungs, the Kuvas Hareya, and others, and it's a separate Isa of Trefa. No, the Halach of Trefa, Reb Chaim explained, is that the Trefa, Shechita, is not Matir. And what is, and so therefore, the Chesaron is the Chesaron, the Heter Shechita. Not that there's no Maisa Shechita. If there were no Maisa Shechita at all, so that would be Nevela. So, or if it's, the Shechita is invalid, because let's say that there's a Nekiv, there's an abnormality, a nick in the sakin, in the chalif, so that's nevela, because there wasn't a masha shchita done, if it doesn't conform with one of the five hilcha shchita. So that's nevela, because it's considered a mesa. A trefa, there is a masha shchita, but the masha shchita is not matir. And the Rav quoted a proof for this, or Reb Chaim quoted this proof, that the Rambam says, in Perek Beis from Avos HaTumas, a remarkable Rambam, the Rambam speaks about, we know the halacha is that if a goy shecht, Shechitas Akum is Nevela. So the Rambam says, Shechitas Akum Nevela, umetame b'masa, v'afilo Yisrael omid al-gabav, v'mshochet b'sak in yofa, Shechita karoi, echad ha'akum v'echad ha'kusi, o ge'a toyshev, Shechitas Nevela. Then the Rambam ends, v'korav b'aynai, sha'avse medivrei sofrim, Shere tumas avodazor v'tumas tikrovosor midivrehem kamoshi yisbal ubglal avodazor nischachu hakusim v'nesra shritosam v'mtoma v'lohi asura b'achila din toira lo kol ha'osa b'achila metama shere trefa asura v'tahora v'efshel achayiv koris al tumazu albias miklish v'achilas kadoshav. So the Ram says that if a goy shechts, that the shechit is also midiraisel tznevela, but while nevela is usually mitama tumim midiraisel magav masa, this nevela, he says, is only a tumim midrabonon, but midiraisel it's not mitama. And the Ram himself says, how is it that you find such a thing, an altitama, to be amazed to find such a thing as nevela that's not mitama? Because we find in such a concept, because because Trefa is also, and still it's not Matama. The Ravid is very enthusiastic, sarcastic about this Rambam, and he disagrees. Amar Ram, Zuhi achas misvarosov, ve'ein bekula p'chusa mizu. The Ravid says, this is the worst Svara the Rambam have ever said, because how can you distinguish between the East Nevela and the Tumas Nevela? But the Rambam says you can, and as the model he quotes, Trefa. So Reb Chaim said, you see from here that because what's the shaykhus between Trefa and Nevela? Because Trefa is not Matama, Nevela is. He's saying because Akum is not that it's not a Maisha Shechita. It is a Maisha Shechita, but it's Nevela because Shechita's Akum can't, is Lugabi. The gabi, so to speak, the head of the animal, it can't be matar the animal. So it's similar to trefa, because it's, but while trefa there is a maisha shchita, but there's no heter shchita. So akum is similar to that, and just like trefa is not matama, so also shchita's akum, even though it's nevela, is not matama. But if the halacha was that that Trefa was just the Zeitika, an extraneous Isha of Trefa because of the Yutres Trefas, it has no relationship at all to Nevela. You see that there's a chsaron in the Heter Shchita of Nevela, of Shchita by Trefa. And another writer, Biskarov, quotes that Biskarov says in his letters in the back of his Sefer that if the animal is it was a bempkua, the mother, you shechted the mother, and the vlad, then afterwards, the halach is if you shech the mother, it's a good shchita, kol ha-shebachem tochelu, that the uber or the vlad doesn't require midiraisa shchita, because the shchita, the mother, helps for the uber, for the vlad, kol ha-shebachem tochelu. However, the halach is, if the mother was a trefa, so then it's not matter the vlad, and the vlad requires its own shchita, midi rice in that case. So the question is, but the uber was not a trefa. Why shouldn't it be mutter? So Biskov explains based on what Chaim said, because the heter shchita, that the shchita, the mother, which is a trefa, can't be chal for the uber to be matured by achila, because there was a chesaron in the heter shchita shchita of the mother, which therefore does not help for the vlad or for the uber. And from our Gemara, you see that raya as well, because the Gemara says here in Shabbos and Kuf Lamed Vav, when it speaks about it's when the Gemara says the Gemara calls trefa, it calls it like mesa. Well, it's not a mesa. But you see that the Gemara thinks the Gemara says, quoting Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, so ketrefa, trefa lav afagav de mesa hi, shchitos mitarasa, hachanami lo shna. So you see that, trefa is not a mesa. So, but it means to say, as relates to the heter shchita, it's as if there was no l'gabe heter, there was no shchita done, and the shchita is not chal. And the Rav, when he said over the shtikel Torah, he said that this was Reb Chaim's, this yisoid about trefa, that's a chesaron in the heter shchita, this was Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah drasha. And then he paused and he said, and I know that no one helped him. And you know how I know? Because there was no one who could have helped him. This was so typically Reb Chaim. And this was Reb Chaim as a bar mitzvah.